Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warm is the weather word for today. Temperatures topping out in the low 80s and will challenge the record for this state of 81 set back in 2017, just 2 years ago. Most record highs this time of year are in the mid-80s, but this one's a little more reachable, you could say, I guess, and a very, very good chance that we'll officially at the International Airport hit that record high temperature, at least tying it. And along with that, with the high temperatures, high pollen. Oh, goodness, the pine pollen is thick, isn't it? If you have pine pollen allergies, this just isn't really very nice despite what otherwise would be some beautiful weather. So I get that, and we'll have to deal with the pine pollen for a while yet. It will be peaking now over the next week to 10 days, and then oak pollen should get into the act here pretty soon as well. There are likely some trace oak pollen counts out there right now, but it should pick up quite a bit over the next couple of weeks, and other plants that are blooming will contribute to that pollen count as well through about the middle of March, maybe to late March, but especially through the middle of March. About another 4 weeks, more than likely, at least, maybe 5 weeks of rough pollen before things will improve. It was an early start this year. That's the negative side of it, but the positive is that it ends a little earlier then, too. Otherwise, tracking a cold front for late tomorrow and tomorrow night that'll move into the area. Not before another warm day tomorrow, though. Your Friday temperatures will top out near 80 degrees. There are a few sprinkles or a very light shower may accompany that front, but it's not going to be significant rainfall. What will be significant will be the temperature drop by Saturday. Highs will only be in the 60s, gusty winds off the Atlantic, so it'll feel quite a bit cooler. It's not going to be frigid by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly will be cooler, and the beaches will be especially uncomfortable this weekend. A strong wind off the Atlantic, and this time of year with water temperatures in the 50s, that's always extra cold. So the beaches will not be real pretty this weekend. It'll be rough season surf to go along with that and a high rip current risk. But by Monday, we're starting to see the winds start to become more southerly again and the temperatures start to warm. There will be a few showers in this pattern by Sunday and Monday in particular. It looks like Saturday is mainly dry, and then Sunday some showers coming in off the Atlantic every once in a while that'll continue into Monday. Plenty of dry periods in there as well, though, and it doesn't look like at this point that this is significant rain that will be dealing with late in the weekend into early next week. The Burrish blog's been updated a little bit on just how warm it has been. And now that we've officially hit 80 degrees yesterday, that means every month since February of 2016, we've had at least one 80-degree day, a pretty remarkable streak. Also in the Burrish blog, the reason why this pattern has been holding on, a very mild winter, it has much to do with the pattern that started back in the summer with high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere not far from Florida. It also had a lot to do with steering our hurricanes. That includes Hurricane Michael that hammered the panhandle, but protected Jacksonville, more or less, that high-pressure area. I have more on that in the Burrish blog. Also posted a story from my Hurricane Michael recovery mission that I took, so to speak, last weekend. So you can find that on actionnewsjax.com. And also in the Burrish blog, some information on how the National Weather Service has improved forecasting over the last 30 years ago, especially is when it comes to warnings. Kind of an interesting, some interesting stats there. So check it out in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com. And ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.